You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Cheryl White explores the history and legend behind our own Juju Road.
This week, let's take a look at a familiar local legend, one with its roots in both the history of the Old South and one of the darkest chapters in our American story at the turn of the 20th century. Of all the ghostly legends that are passed down in our local and regional folklore, this one is so widely known that it continues to attract curiosity seekers from out of town and even out of state, and is passed down to teenagers in what has almost become a local rite of passage. There is a narrow road through a thickly wooded area in Bossier Parish that, according to locals, is best called Juju Road, for its association with the lynching of a slave by that name, sometime during the middle of the 19th century. The legend goes that the lynching took place in the middle of the night, carried out by an angry mob, and that the man named Juju was hung from a tree that still stands today, over 150 years later. Just ask any adventurer who has been on a late-night ride to Juju Road, and you're likely to get any number of reported phenomena, including seeing a corpse hanging from a branch overlooking Juju Road, or hearing inexplicable, anguished screams. Or, so goes the popular story that continues to attract attention. Not only are there many variations of the Juju Road tale, there are many different explanations about the details. What was Juju's crime? Who carried out the lynching? These vary from account to account, proving that there is no limit to what the imagination can render in a legend such as this one, particularly with one that has no real basis in history, at least not this history, anyway. The legend runs in interesting parallel to an actual event in rural Bossier Parish, but at the turn of the 20th century, when a worker on the Foster plantation shot and killed John Gray Foster in an argument. That worker, named Prince Edwards, managed to escape, and history does not record what became of him, except that a mob pursued him and ultimately captured and hanged two men affiliated with Edwards. It is possible that these events unfolded in the area known today as Juju Road, but even that is not known with certainty, and the rest of the details of this actual history do not correlate exactly with the legend of Juju Road. In any case, the lesson in the legend is a commentary on the reality of late 19th and early 20th century life in the area, when lynchings were all too real events. And sadly, the historical narrative affirms this. There were over 5,000 lynchings in the United States from the Reconstruction era into the mid-1950s, and that number really only reflects the ones we know about in the record. Obviously, the very nature of these heinous acts impedes our ability to historically verify all of them. It is most likely that the legend of Juju Road reflects this tragic part of our history. Even if there was no slave named Juju, even if a worker named Prince from the Foster lands was not hung by a vigilante mob, the harsh reality of this part of our local story is something we cannot ignore. Legends originate and continue precisely because they say something about us, something we need and want to be reminded of. Sometimes they are insights into our most profound hopes, our deepest fears, and also our most painful regrets as a society. Juju Road in Bossier City has no history. It is a place of legend only. Perhaps we are well served to remember its lesson.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.